Taking a look at results from a Nebraska Extension soybean pest and yield study. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. A new report on soybean yield and effects of certain insect disease and pests is now available from Nebraska Extension that can help you as producers make good decisions for the upcoming growing season. Nebraska Extension Crop Protection and Cropping System Specialist Justin McMeckin talks about some of the highlights from this year's report.
To soybean farmers, this is a little bit of an unusual study because we're using a bunch of unconventional tactics that we wouldn't normally use in soybeans. So hilling for soybean galmage and fipronilla seed treatment for decty stem borer, none of those practices growers would normally use, or a lot of fungicide applications for the disease side. Why are we doing this? Is we're trying to determine the impact of these insects alone and disease, alone or in combination. And this takes a little bit of a different perspective for farmers in that they probably see all of these or some of these in a field. And so if we eliminate one or combinations of them, do they have increasing impacts on soybean? Are they independent and alone? And so it helps kind of frame the management of these kind of key pests that we see in soybean. Yeah, they're near knockout strategies. So we published on hilling a few years ago, and hilling for soybean galmage management is near 100%. Because it covers up the site where the adults would lay eggs into the soybean plants. And so our studies that were done a couple years ago showed like 95%+ reductions in larval abundance or near total. And the same with fipronilla. It's a seed treatment. You can't use it on soybean, but it's near season long protection against decty stem borer. So they're tactics that neither one influences either pests, but alone you can't have fipronil influence soybean galm, which has no impact. And hilling doesn't impact decty stem borer. So it allows us to isolate each pest alone. And then if we combine the tactics as a treatment, we can eliminate both.
Justin says that one pest caused headaches for producers in Nebraska. That was soybean galmage. But decty stem borer and various diseases also impacted yield. And there were also instances where multiple pests were involved in plant damage.
Yeah, no question soybean galmage caused the greatest losses. I think our highest losses were 38 bushels per acre in eastern Nebraska, down to about 5 bushels. And then we had two sites where we had either low or no presence, and those were actually plus 6 bushels. What does plus 6 bushels mean? It means that hilling, the practice by removing soybean galmage at those high-pressure sites, cost us 6 bushels when they're not present in those systems. And so decty stem borer, on the other hand, had two sites at a higher 13 bushel yield loss. They were both sites where galmage was high in presence. Otherwise, it was marginal, 1 to 2 bushels or hovered around that zero, no impact mark. So galmage certainly took a lot, and disease was just present at one site with the 13 bushel yield loss.
And how did you get wind of these problems? What prompted you to look into it?
We got wind of this from several farmers and our own observations a couple years ago that they were seeing decty infest is higher on the plant. So it's up near the top 4 nodes at the time when they're moving. And we were all seeing over the course of looking at galmage, suddenly these galmage larvae appearing in those zones where decty was getting into the plant. So we saw that in the study, and our highest rate of occurrence was 24% of plants showed that interaction, but lower numbers of larvae because it's only a quarter of the plant showing it. So about 2.6 larvae per plant versus like 20 at the base of the plant. But that impact doesn't appear to be very economical. Like it's not influencing final yields in those fields. And it's likely because it's occurring so much later in the season. So farmers might be sitting there going, well, so what about the interaction? The interaction's important because it raises larval abundance in the field and may pose potential risk to next year's soybean field.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.